We marched on that building, native affairs, back in November 1971, and we challenged the state government. We said these acts are racist. We said Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people don't need to be legislated in this way. And we took them on, and quite a number of us were arrested. One of the people who led us on that day is Dennis Bajam Walker, brother.
Thank you, and thank you for coming here. At least some of us care about black fellows dying under this genocidal war that's being waged on us. But before I get into that, what I'd like to do is say a little prayer for us. In Jesus' mighty name, we come to you, Father. By your means, and the rainbow seven moving the ancestors and all the unborn children to come through us now to show us the right way to go here and do this stuff. In Jesus' mighty name, and on the blood of Uzzah of the tribe Ninuckle, custodian of the Lamb in Zarephath, amen. And in terms of answering that prayer, you need to look for someone else other than government or the police to stop the genocide, because they are the perpetrators of it. Appealing to them isn't going to work. Power only respects power. If you haven't got the power to stop them, they're going to keep doing what they do. And they don't care how many protests you have. I've been in a few more than most of you. So what I'm suggesting is we need to go back to our communities, wherever they are, and begin to police the police. Because until you do start policing the police, they will keep arresting you, putting you in jail, and killing you. I'm speaking particularly to the black people here and their families. It's the same for white people. They come for us today. They'll be coming for you tonight. Don't forget that. Who said that? James Baldwin said that. The fire next time. And that's what Jesus brings. Not peace, but fire. And it will be brother against brother. It will be father against son. But you either start policing the police, or cop it sweet. Now, you say, "Paul, bugger me, I got bugger all." Horseshit. I fought long and hard to give enough money into these organisations to get survival programs going. I was on 13 executive committees in this town alone to make it get up and happen. And we got legal service, we've got health service, we've got housing service, we've got services from arsehole to breakfast time. Come on. We are the most service people God ever put faith into. A lot of people make a lot of money out of that. Hey, nigger farming pays well, and as long as the genocide goes on and the death count gets higher, you get paid more. Genocide pays well. Look around you, on a whole damn country of food. And that which you're up against. Don't be under any illusions that you can appeal to the genocider for any mercy. Protesting and demonstrating and showing that they're wrong won't work. Unless you take your own destiny into your own hands and do it yourself, no one else is going to do it. And that's what we did back in the 60s and thought people would catch on. But no, they do it for the money, not the spirit. Which is interesting, isn't it? And those who do it for the spirit have lost the plot.
They got the cart in front of the horse. Well, that's what I'll be told. And it's by fools that have done a lot less than me about anything, except make a lot of money. Now, right within the services that I built, there is a network, and there are resources to put two-way radios in there and police the police right now. So don't say, poor bugger me, you ain't got the wherewithal. You got it in spades. And don't say it can't be done. We did it and still on their friggin' ears. Every time the police move, we have at least two or three cars on them. Of course, we're two-way radio connected, better than that. And that while we're able to take in Musgrave, parked for so long, and they're just starting to get onto it now. If you don't begin these big patrols in earnest and start pulling them into gear, they're going to keep killing you. Have a nice day, because it is a nice day that I enjoy.
Wake up. This country needs a fucking shake up.
If we're going to do some real healing for this country, we've got to start talking about Aboriginal sovereignty.
Multinational companies are dividing up communities with brainwashing and bribery. Stories you won't read in the library. Cause white Australians got a black history that never ceded sovereignty. Never ceded sovereignty. We've got a government that listens to no one, selling off our forests for 9 cents a ton. Mining poisonous rock, dooming us all to toxic shock.
One hole, one quest.
Cause white Australia's got a black history that never ceded sovereignty.
We've got it, we're real.
I suggest you wake up, wake up. This country needs a fucking shake up, wake up.
Yeah, hello all. My name is Paul. I'm from Palm Island. And I'm from up there. I'm a Bulgarian. And you know, today, it's good to see many of you here today to really support what's happening at home on Palm Island. And, you know, Palm Island never been the same since death and custody took place in our community. And I'm here to talk on the behalf of the Palm Island people. The last rally that I attended to, I was really happy and really, you know, within my heart to see how much people that were stood by and really, to really support the business people of this country, because we suffered long enough. Today, all we just want to see today in our community, throughout the Aboriginal communities and also the white communities, is we want to see justice in our community, no matter what it is. Because God knows what's happened behind closed cell doors when our people go there. We don't know whether they're going to come out live or come out dead. And you know what? There is a God. And that God, he lives every day. He's not a blind God, he's a living God. He knows the wrong and the wrongdoes that people do in our communities. And not only our communities, the white communities too. We can lie and we can cheat, but we're not cheating to him and we're not lying to him. And I pray to God today that there will be justice for the Aboriginal people in this community. Because we are not recognised anymore in our community. We are not recognised. We are not. We are not in our community. But in the eyes of God, we are. And how much people with the government and the law and order in this community, in this state that we live in, I'll tell you, there's only going to be a few going to fucking heaven with the lies and the cheats. There's a God. And I'm talking out straight because I'm a Palm Islander too. Because I feel the pain, I feel the death that goes on between our people. We suffered so long in our society, and we would like to see justice too, because we're humans too. Nobody's better than the next person. And I would just like to say that today it was very privileged to get up and talk on the behalf of my family and from Palm Island. I'm related to the Doomadgee family. And I would just like to say, I go back home or I give them a ring and tell them, you get a lot of support, not only on Palm Island, you get a lot of support in the mainland area.
Heal the planet.
Every little bit counts. Every little bit.
Everywhere. Planet.
Keep it in the news, keep it a hot issue, and get up there and fight the bullet.
Feed a fan and throw it. We are everywhere. Everywhere.
Planet. Dig it. Feed it, fan and throw it. The planet. Dig it.
In their country. And like I said earlier, we have the victory because God is with us. As God said, revenge is mine. And as Sam said earlier, this place over here, it was called Department of Native Affairs. Those people in that building controlled our lives. They took away our freedom, our identity, our rights. And they also controlled our money. They were our protectors, but who protected us from them when they stole from us? Australia was built on Aboriginal land, cheap labour, slave labour. And a few weeks ago, there's an inquiry into the Aboriginal stolen wages. So that's how long it took us, 15 years, when we called for an inquiry. But the senators throughout Australia are taking up the struggle and the fight. So I would encourage our people, yeah, don't go away, don't give in, don't give up, because we have the power. On Friday, Auntie Monica, Callahan and I went into the Burrellan Correctional Centre. We are going around to all the prisons doing motivation and inspirational talk and encouraging our warriors who are in prison to get out of prison, because we need them in our community to carry on the fight of our warriors who have passed on. That was our message. And only mine was in jail. She took sick, had to be taken to the Princess Alexandra Hospital. So our warrior is in the hospital. So we're here today to carry on only mine's fight. And we will not go away. We will not keep quiet, because we as a nation, And as a nation of people, we have the powers. And together we can make a difference. And it's that people's power that's going to bring down this government. As you see in Australia, we've had the worst drought in Australia's history. Now that's going to be a strong message, because these people here, they're praying for rain, but they've destroyed this earth. They destroyed this creation that God gave us to enjoy. And they're being punished, and they're praying for rain. Aren't they cheeky? How rude of these people to pray for rain when they destroyed God's creation. Our ancestors were the custodians, the caretakers, the stewards. They looked after this land, and they cared for it. And they obeyed the teachings, and that's why our ancestors survived in Australia. And so we have to carry on that fight. As Brother Dennis said, we're going to continue to carry on that fight, and not to go away, and not to keep quiet, so that we have the victory. And I just want to encourage you all now not to go away, but to stay strong, and we continue to fight for what we believe in. So that people's power is a great force. We're a force to be reckoned with, and they're afraid of us, but we have the power and also the victory. So thank you all for coming here today. And I want to say to our supporters, don't walk in front of us, for we may not follow. Don't walk behind us, for we may not lead. But just walk beside us and be our friends as we fight, as we continue to fight for justice. Thank you, and God bless you all. I want to say to our supporters, don't walk in front of us, for we may not follow. Don't walk behind us, for we may not lead. But just walk beside us and be our friends as we fight, as we continue to fight for justice.
Before like 1788, the whole place was just occupied by Aboriginal people. And only Aboriginal people were here. Now the thing is, today we've got all these other kind of people here. It's like a different kind of religions and different kind of cultures. And so what they're trying to do, they're trying to fool us in with all the rest of the people. But you see, the thing is, they've tried to come here and colonize us. And because a lot of our people don't understand this British colonial system, we have a bit of a problem with trying to understand that they're kind of written laws. You see, because we come from an oral culture. And the thing is, if I tell you something that's been told to me by my father, and his father's father, and his father, well then I take that as like the rule of law. And law for us goes on forever. It's just not like written on a piece of paper to be just screwed out and chucked in the bin. Law goes on forever. So we not only got to like respect our elders and the traditional owners and the places where we are now, but we also got to understand about customary law. Now this is very important for us today, because as you see what's happening here now, they seem to think that we don't have any law. They seem to think that we don't have any respect or consideration for other people. Because initially, all the theory of evolution and Darwin's theory about like evolution of man, all that achieved for Aboriginal people was to put us at the lowest rung of the human race. You see what I'm talking about? When they first came here, they were persecuting us from the first thing. They persecuted us because that we were monkeys. We weren't even human beings. So that gave you the right to run around and shoot us and kill us and maim us and wipe us out at like a rate of thousands every day. Now they got away with that because people didn't have a conscience about it, because they thought we were monkeys. Because we didn't know all was quick as a white man. But today I'm here to tell everybody here today that we are Aboriginal, and we have a law, and we have a creator being that made us from the dust of the earth. We come from the red oak and the yellow oak and the black and the white. This is who we are, we know who we are. We don't need another colonising people to come here and try to educate us in a system that is alien to us, that's going to try to treat us like we're inferior to everybody else, because we're not inferior, we're the first people, and we're here to teach these people the right from wrong. Because we're not inferior, we're the first people, and we're here to teach these people the right from wrong.
want to say thanks a lot, Seth, you know, for coming along, and we just keep up the fight. One thing I did buy the other day, I bought the book, it's in the bookshop, Nelson Mandela Portrait, and it's one of the best books you'll ever read in your life. I reckon go out and buy that. Thanks a lot, everyone.